from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
And this brand new mix between Sean and RJ and the Benin Skin Show, brought to you by Mesquite Mitsubishi, the brand new Outlander Sport SUV, starting at just $16,900. Visit mymitsu.com.
We got an FC Dallas Houston Dynamo giveaway coming up for you for turning it on, leaving it on. Shout out to Lance and Arlington who just stopped by. All the other Tolos coming to get their stickers at the Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. We're here for another 20 minutes. Access Road on the northeast corner of William D. Tate and 114. Or check out the different locations. Today's a special $25 Tolo T-test to get your levels checked. Addison, Colony at Castle Hills, Frisco, McKinney, and now this one in Grapevine. It is now time for the first ever crosstalk with the Ben and Skin Show here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, fellas.
Boys, it's good to be with you. Excited about this mix.
How was the life change last night? Giddy like the first day of school? What time were the alarms set today? Is Skin even awake? How many cups of coffee? Take us through the new schedule.
Well, so for me, it's not that drastic of a difference because, as you know, I'll often text you in the morning during your show.
Yes.
Listening, because I play a lot of early morning basketball. Last night we had the benefit for Jared Sandler, so it was a little bit of a later night for us in Arlington, but it wasn't too bad this morning. I got on the road from Light Farms at about 6:15 a.m., got to the station at 7. I was expecting a lot of traffic. It wasn't as bad as I thought, though. It was fine for me. How about you, Skin?
I just got here, and I'm not sure what we're doing on the show today.
God, you got morning voice.
Oh, love my it. God, man.
When did you leave Arlington last night for Sandler's event?
I came straight here from Arlington. Just really went all in, guys. So what happens from 10 to noon, it's kind of like you just kind of ease into it, right? I got time to wake up, or what's the plan here?
Yeah, that's what you can wind up doing.
Right. Now, 10 to noon is what you actually need to really succeed in, and then you can mail it out.
Let's talk about deltas.
You got that Cookie Monster voice.
Is there any chance? Well, let's hear what maybe sucked Skin's voice away last night. This is Skin and his karaoke performance to help out Jared.
Electric Avenue, and then we take it higher out in the street. Out in the street. Out in the daytime. Out in the night. Oh, God, we go.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey, was that it? Or maybe the drafts there in Arlington?
Man, that sounds beautiful. I didn't realize how beautiful that sounded.
Yeah.
So
you went in the coffers for that one. That was old.
So early in the day, I was playing golf, and Kavanaugh was saying he was gonna. And Kavanaugh never sang last night, by the way. But he was.
Why not?
I don't know. He just never. He never got up there and rocked it out.
Okay.
But he was going to sing. What's the name of the? Don't worry. The Bob Marley Three Little Birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that called Three Little Birds?
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Okay, Three Little Birds. And I was sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, reggae's kind of cool. And then I just thought of that Eddie Grant song. I love that song. I realize it's probably before the time of most Tolos, but that is a great jam. And
it
so as I was kind of singing it in my car, I was like, it's better just to turn it into Cookie Monster. I can't sing anyways.
I thought you were doing Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, I was rejecting it.
Really good. I thought that was great. KT was awesome. Tony Beasley was great. Levi Weaver was really good. Emily Jones. Hixie was great. Man, it was a special night. And obviously Jared sang with Emily. And a special night for him, $100,000 of uninsured flood damages to his house.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Good. That means I don't. Oh, you didn't get
$100,000. No.
I was like, I don't have to donate now.
No, I don't. No, you definitely need to donate. I mean, imagine getting married, moving into your new house to start your new life, and you get $100,000 of uninsured flood damages. The insurance company's like, I'm sorry, you don't have flood insurance.
Yeah. And Joey went out there, Delino as well, yeah. John Daniels, and you were unable to debut your new karaoke song.
I was going to sing, but then because I got there, because the invitation's at 6 o'clock sharp, and I was there at 6 o'clock sharp. I was there at 5:45.
Right.
And then I found out that the karaoke didn't start at like 8.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God.
What was going to be the song?
I was going to debut a new one. It was Taylor Swift, Our Song.
Okay. Oh, it wasn't going to be Kesha?
No, I've worn Kesha out.
Sir,
not so much wore it out, but I was going to debut. I thought this was a special time. This was like one of those telethons, those Jerry Lewis telethons, and I was going to debut a brand new Taylor Swift song for this.
Well, why don't you debut it right now for our listeners and have a touching tribute to Jared right now,
while Acapella? Donating money.
Yeah. Just do a little bit for you. It's our first ever crosstalk, special occasion.
All right, I could do that.
All right.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. We look around, turn the radio down, says, baby, is something wrong? I said nothing. I was just thinking how we don't have a song.
Yeah.
And he said, our song is a slam screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when you're on the phone and you talk real slow.
Man.
Because it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh. First date, man, I didn't kiss when I should.
This is so great. I'm picturing RJ in full drag. I'm
sure. I am in full drag.
He's not looking at a single computer screen either. He read that entire.
Tay-Tay. That's early Tay. That's early Tay. That's not late Tay.
Yeah, check out that video, whether Sean puts it up on social media, on Twitter or on Instagram or
where's where's my man KT? Because I was worried about the new schedule change for him with the sleeping disorder, because he's usually up at 6 a.m. And then back up at 8:30 a.m. before falling back asleep. So how's Kev doing?
I'm all right. Got some coffee. We got intern Zach here. Put him on a coffee run.
Oh,
gonna be just fine.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. And Shippy has made it.
Shippy beat me to work.
He's so drunk right now.
Shippy is?
Yeah, he's asking where the bottle service is, and it's just, you know, it's going to be a massacre for him. But
he just had his Uber driver drop off the station.
but no, man, we're excited about this, and I posted about this on the Tolo Facebook page, and look, the reason we all collectively started Turn On, Leave On Listener, and Tolo, Listener came up with the acronym for it, but the reason we started this is because we know that, first of all, we became friends along the way with all of our co-hosts up here. All the shows became buddies. And we realized that we have a chance to do something special and sustainable long-term if we work together. If we're in silos and our listeners are in silos, we'll never make it. And there will be change all the time. And so I guess my sincere hope is that our most loyal listeners of this station will be Tolos. They'll turn it on and leave it on. Our lineup isn't changing. The batting order's changing. But typically in radio, there's more severe changes than this. You got to get used to whole new shows and things like that. So we're hoping that the Tolo just keeps it locked all day, every day, like they would otherwise, and we just fly this helicopter directly into the sun.
Well, we had a question for you guys regarding this change, because apparently you and G-Bag out in Oxnard had a nice conversation and said, hey, this would be cool, and, you know, let's see if corporate will sign off.
Right.
And we were just wondering how we didn't get involved in this discussion.
We're hanging out.
What's wrong with our spot? What's wrong with this?
What, you guys just admitted us?
No. This conversation broke out at 7 o'clock at night, California time, when y'all were going to bed. It wasn't intentional. It was just,
because where did that take place? I'm not sure.
Yeah. And to be clear, when we were talking about this move, we talked a lot about a big opportunity that Skin and I have, and a massive announcement that we're going to make in the fall. But I don't want to mislead anyone. That's not the reason for the move. The corporate suits decided to make this move, and the way we look at it is that's the biggest positive for us. And so there's pros and cons to anything. Anybody gets their routines messed up. Ours are messed up. But, man, we didn't sign up to work in radio initially and say, hey, yeah, we want to chase our dream and cover the teams we grew up rooting for, but only if we get to choose when the show's on, you know? Right. And so it's like, listen, we're honored by this opportunity. We don't care when our show's on. We're going to do the best possible show we can. Some of you who've been riding with us for years, whether it was on other radio stations or here, you know what we bring. Today at 1 o'clock, Josh Hamilton. Inside the mind of the fake Josh Hamilton.
So, yeah. I appreciate you guys.
Yes, inside the mind of Josh during his speech.
God, I had 8 people come up to me yesterday and say that to me.
Are you going to cry during their bit,
before
too?
Before I realized what they were doing, and I was like, man, I appreciate you too. Thanks for saying it. Like, so many people said it to me. I was really touched, and then I realized why. I laughed quite a bit hearing it this morning.
The apex of that for me was when KT took the audio and posted it with a bear and a Ranger jersey saying
while playing soft guitar chords underneath it as well.
My favorite story of the day is you need to tease anything else, Ben?
Yeah, so we've got Inside the Mind of Josh Hamilton at 1 o'clock. We've got a Sean McVay morphing into John Gruden at 11:40.
Yeah.
At 11:20, we need all Tolos who ride motorcycles to call in. We're going to talk about the Cedric Benson thing. Ooh. It's kind of like a round table where, look, we just want you to call in. If you're a motorcycle rider here in the Metroplex, we want to hear from you at 11:20. And then at 10:40, the best and worst college football traditions. We'll get into all that.
My favorite story of the day is the Zeke extortion attempt. The list of demands
it's phenomenal.
Was acquired by TMZ. Here's what the security guard wanted. By the way, Zeke is not going to face charges from Las Vegas police, and the NFL already said, don't worry about it. $500K. Okay. This is from the 19-year-old and his attorney father.
Yeah, I can't imagine why his dad got disbarred.
Who put together
this list of demands.
Okay, there's at least 14 things on the list. Public apology from Zeke. Press conference with Zeke and the kid.
Got to have a press conference together because you got to get your name out there because you got to get famous.
$25,000 for the junior college that the kid played for.
What? Big fan. That's a write-off right there for Zeke. It's a tax write-off.
Signed jerseys from Zeke, Dak, and Amari. Tickets to Cowboy games, both home and road.
Okay.
Ohio State tickets as well.
Got to go to the Shoe.
And a meet and greet with Jerry and Steven. Mm.
That's a weird one. That's a weird flex right there.
This is the actual list.
Yeah, that's the best list I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's the most absurd list, but it's the best list that I've ever seen. And the Ohio State tradition of dotting the I needs to be on your most overrated college football tradition
list. And then in the documents, the security guard admits that Zeke not only apologized to him after shoving him, he gave him a hug and took a picture of him. And the picture is out there with Zeke in his in the Laker jersey next to the kid smiling.
Your Honor, this is the man who beat me up posing in this picture that he was kind enough to take with me shortly thereafter.
Yes. All right, the Ben and Skin show tomorrow. Wait. We got to ask them the poll question of the day. You guys ever wear underwear 2 days in a row?
No.
It's been a long time.
We talked about this. There was some mentioning of flipping it inside out on day two to get a fresh approach, and we could not sign off on that.
And you think because there's a study out saying.
Study out of 2,000 men and women, that 45%, about half, wear underwear 2+ days in a row, and that an astonishingly high number wear it a week straight or more.
Oh, God.
Yeah. God. I know.
My heart goes out to all women out there. Sorry for your
struggles.
Well,
women are a part of this.
Yeah.
They're a part of this.
Not the women in my life.
Well. Yeah, especially if it's the thong action. I mean, now you've got some issues there. Like, I mean, every time you go to the bathroom, you got to change a thong, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, when you guys were talking about this, there is an incredible drop interview question of Sean. I mean, it is amazing.
What about the thong?
I was hoping Skin wasn't awake during that time.
Oh, I wasn't. Right. I wasn't.
They are never going to miss another thing that takes place on our show.
You got to do the counting numbers on the amount of toots per day, because if you have you got like 5 toots in the day, you're going to have to test the underwear.
Wrap it up.
I think you can get away with
done.
It.
Done. Now we're back in studio tomorrow.
Firebombs.
Love you,
the
boys.
First ever midday show from Ben and Rippers. Skin is coming up next. Shut up, Choppy. Let's hook you up first with FC Dallas tickets right now. Ben and Skin on The Fan.
Toots.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just 2 people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.